Lemotz Se'ehem. Right? The words of Torah give life to those that Lemotz Se'ehem literally would mean to those that find them. Now, the Gemara tells us one who finds wisdom of Torah will find that it's really a life to him. And l'chol b'soro ma'pei. And it's a healing for all of his ills, for all of his flesh. That's like the saying is, chosh bereshe yasik b'teira. They say, chosh bereshe, if you have a headache, yasik b'teira. So you should go ahead and study Torah, and your headache will disappear. Right? Now the Rebbe, they used to say, but the idea is that l'sere could be l'chok soro mape. It could heal.
You got the Yiddish statement there.
Okay.
Oh, no, you missed a good one. Okay, especially for you, it could be a tool of trade. L'chok soro mape, it says like this, that chosh bereshe, if a person has a headache, Yasik Batori should study Torah. So the Rebbe said, if he studies Torah, he'll see he doesn't have a head. So what hurts him?
Whoa.
All right? The L'chol b'sar and mape. That's what they were laughing. That all the flesh, mape, it will heal. Now, the truth is that a person, a lot of times when you concentrate, it's the fact of the matter is that way. When you concentrate, it just disappears. I know I have various pains and aches sometimes. I have to go up and speak, and then I'm in the middle, you're oblivious to all your pains and aches, and if somebody will call you and ask you, Shiloh, you're just getting engrossed and you forget it. So the idea is that concentration has the power of blocking out any pain, the concentration of a person. And there are people we know that during an operation, I mean, the G'daylin, as they used to say, forget the ether, they don't want to stop learning, and they would be concentrated, and that would be their ether. So it has this power. Now, the Gemara also learns out, Chayim Heim Lemotzehem, they play with the word Lemotzehem, and they say it means Lemotzehem. And it says that when a person studies, he should always speak out. Ki Chayim Heim, because it is life, to understand the true essence of the Torah, Motzi Ehem, you have to speak the words. Lemotzi Ehem. And they quote this pasuk. It's a Gemara in Erevin, yeah. They quote this pasuk. Now, Mikol Mishmor Netzor Libecha. From every one of the prohibitions, interdictions of the Torah, guard your heart. Meaning that a person shouldn't think that, well, this is a small little thing, like we all do, and they'll be select and choose. But if you select and you choose, so that can be very disheartening, and it can be very disparaging and everything, because kimimenu tetzoy is chayim. You're not going to go ahead and say, well, I'll take this limb and I won't take that limb. A person has a choice. So, of course, if he has to sacrifice one limb for another, so he knows which part of his body he would sacrifice. But we'll say, go and pick out all the integral, important parts of your body, of your personality, of your being. Or just a small little artery. I don't need a little artery. I have a big pump. I mean, we'll skip this artery. Everything is part of the composite person. They're all parts of the person. And for the person to be able to function as a human being is supposed to function, he can't skip one artery or one vein or one ava or this.
Therefore,
but it's a lack of perfection, right? And for a person to have absolute life, we'll say he has to be a person who is functioning on all his with all his parts of his body that God has given him. All right, especially the avorim of life. So therefore, the same thing is with Torah. I mean, you can't go ahead and pick certain things. If it's chayim, v'chol metziyehem, if the thing is life, so you can't go ahead and choose certain facets of it and say this is unimportant. It may look unimportant, may look not significant. In fact, the punishment of it may not be that significant, but it can be very significant. You know, sometimes you could have they shoot up a rocket or whatever, and they have to bring it back, one of these spaceships. Why do they have to bring back? Once I think there was a few dollars, a little screw was for a few dollars was missing. So you spend how much? Well, a little screw is only worth a few dollars. Well, what value does it have? But obviously, if that's part that keeps the entire whole together. So here also, kimimenu tetzayis chayim. If the Torah is functioning as the life-giving organ to you, so you have to be concerned with every aspect of the Torah. Well, Einato Yedea Matan Schores. That's why he doesn't say the commandments. He's speaking the interdictions. Meaning an interdiction, you know, there's a korban, some of it is a lav, sheyesh b'maisa, which might be stronger. Or according, in the mitzvah per se, it says you really can't tell which mitzvah is more. But here, if you notice, it's a little bit more than that. Because from even a minor one, you shall have life, all right? So now, this is more in a, if you notice, this is more in Mikol Mishmor. Mishmor is a lo saaseh. Mikol Mishmor and Itzer Libecha, from every lo saaseh. Now, a lo saaseh, we do have degrees. For example, we have a lo saaseh, a lav she'en b'maiseh. We have a lav where there's no act involved. We have a lav that has the punishment of chorus. We have a lav. So there are various misabidei shemayim and the heavenly punishment. So when you're dealing with an interdiction, so there are degrees that are visible to man. When you're dealing with a positive mitzvah, you really can't calculate which mitzvah is greater. So the Mishnah Novis is speaking in the positive mitzvah. It says, "B'mitzvah k'tano kivichakalo kivichamura." Be careful with a simpler mitzvah, the same as if you would be fulfilling a stronger she'ein ato yedein matan schorin shel mitzvahs, because you don't know what God intends to compensate you. Sometimes for a mitzvah which you think it's kala, we don't know. That doesn't necessarily, even furthermore, it's not the pshat that every mitzvah has a set compensation. Can't say that every positive mitzvah has a certain level of compensation, but we don't know it. You don't have to say that. You could say that every level of a positive mitzvah, the compensation is given according to the circumstances that are involved. So what may be to you in appearance a minor mitzvah, you may even get more compensation for that. And the compensation could vary. Monday could be one thing, Tuesday could be another, because you don't know the matan schar for a positive mitzvah. That's what in Pirkei Avos. Here you're dealing a little bit different. Here you're dealing with an interdiction, because when it says mikol, it says the word mikol mishmor. Mishmor means not to violate an interdiction. Now here, it doesn't say that. It says the reason you should keep it is ki mimenu teitzayis chayim. Now, the way I interpreted it, the idea is that ki mimenu teitzayis chayim, because, like I said, if it has to do with the life of a person, so each facet, even if it's a little screw, it could be just as important as something else. So it's not the idea, ein ato yedea matan schorin shel mitzvahs. It's because everything has a purpose, and therefore, if you want life from it, then every aspect of it has to be kept. So it's a different emphasis than an ein ato yedea schorin shel mitzvahs. Now it says, Hoser Mimcho, again, this passage, Hoser Mimcho, is also a famous passage quoted in the Talmud. It says, Hoser Mimcho Ikshus Peh. Person sometimes does something and he says, we know Marisayin. But Marisayin has many, what does Marisayin mean? That you shouldn't do something because people will see it. Now, there are many ramifications from Marisayin. One thing is, a person will see it and he'll learn to do the wrong thing. He'll see you do something and he won't know the distinction, the difference. Another idea of Marisayin means that you're really doing the right thing, but it'll give people a reason to talk, and they'll talk Lashon Hara about you. So the Gemara says that a person has to be aware of that also. Hoser Mimcho Ikshus Peh. You could say that Mikol Mishmor, like the Malbim implies, Nitzor Libecha, that the idea is, I don't care what people do, I'm going to be Mikol Mishmor Nitzor Libecha. I'm going to make scrupulous adherence to make sure that my heart is healthy and my blood is pumping. I don't care about what people will talk or they won't talk. You have to take into consideration, not that you should violate anything because people will laugh at you,
But you should take into consideration to do something in such a way that you shouldn't bring about people rumor-mongering or making derogatory statements, because that can add to a chilul Hashem. In general, when we don't look at it that way, but we have to look at it this way too. When one Jew talks bad about another Jew, we get older, we realize this. One Jew talks bad about another Jew, it weakens all of Klal Yisrael Lamaila also. So the idea is, you shouldn't cause people, not that you shouldn't talk bad, you shouldn't give people an opportunity to talk bad about you. That's how far it goes. Hosem imcho, take away from you, remove from you, ikshus peh, that people shouldn't speak crookedly about you. Lezuz vasayim, and lezuz meaning also devious, right? Netiyah, the Mitzvah says, not a straight, a crooked type of a lip, harchek mimcho. Even if people won't speak about you, but they'll make other body language about you. And body language is a form of talking, right? If you'll say something, and I'll go... So, I mean, it's just like I said, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And they used to touch up also in last week's Sedra, 2 weeks ago, Shimon Velevi Achim, says, Ki be'apom ho'aguish. So with their wrath that they had against Shechem, they killed the person. So whenever this is tied up in Europe, they just tied up in Israel. Ki be'apom mitanoz, ho'aguish, you could kill a person. If they'll ask you about this person, is he good or not, should I give him a job? So you're not saying a word. You're going with your nose. So the idea is, when you say to avert this, it's not only the ikshus peh, but even the lezuz svasayim, the making with the lips in a devious way, even if it wouldn't be an actual articulation, also harchek mimeko. Einecha lenechach yabitu. Your eyes should look straight ahead. Especially if you're traveling in a New York subway. Don't look. It's telling you how to remain alive. Your eyes should look ahead. In the sense of saying, don't go plotting any kind of crooked ideas. And your eyelids, the eyes should look to truth, like Rashi says. And your eyelids, yashiru negdecha, meaning they should also keep your eyes looking straight ahead for you. Yashiru negdecha. Now, why he says eyelids is always interesting, why the eyelids should be yashiru negdecha. The eyelids perhaps could help you look straight ahead. They don't say, because sometimes you have to close your eyes so you shouldn't be misled into other directions. So in a sense, you could say that your eyelids, by closing your eyes, that also could help you go ahead, yashiru negdecha, to go straight ahead and not to see the things that can mislead you from your path. Pales, and all right, now the next passage is also a very oft-quoted passage, especially in the Sifrei Musar. Pales magel raglecha, way, the path of your feet. V'chol drochecha, and pales is a part of a scale, like, v'chol drochecha yikonu, and all your ways should be established. So what is the significance of this pasuk? Rashi says from a drush that the idea is weigh the path of your feet, weigh the loss of a mitzvah against the reward, like we say in Pirkei Avos, that a person should weigh the hefsir keneged schora. You're going to say, well, I won't do this mitzvah now, I'm going to do something else. So figure out what you're losing and what you're gaining. And you're going to do this avera, figure out what you're gaining and what you're losing. So the idea is, pales magel raglecha, way before you make a step with your feet. Now the idea of magel, though, magel means a circle, all right? Now a lot of times we know there's a straight path, all right? But there are many times that you can't really go on the straight path unless you make a little circle, because for some people, it's probably pretty difficult to go on a straight path. So even if you have to establish a circle, make sure that this circle comes right back to the straight path. Because if you go with a circle, you start going away, you end up who knows where. It tells a Rav in a discussion that Shmuel always interprets it a little bit different. He interprets Paleis Magel Dochecha, meaning, and it could be connected to what I just said, that sometimes it's not possible for a person, will say, exactly, he's not in that madrig, he's not in that level. But that's his goal. But when you're not speaking about mitzvahs and not mitzvahs, and I've mentioned it many times, every person has a different circle. Say you have in the middle the astral point that you want to reach, and you're going around this circle. Now, each person may have to do, for example, some people have to listen to classical music. Some people, in order for them to, their mind should function. Some people have to read newspapers. Some people have to even go this, or some people have to do that. In their normal life, they can't totally separate themselves. They're not strong enough, or they're not able. Strong enough meaning in their, not willingness, not in the will, but in their makeup yet to level this. For example, it says in Pirkei Avos, it says there, one of the 48 ways that you could acquire Torah, so it lists there, miyut sicha, a little bit of speech. Miyut sicha. So everybody learns pshat, everybody learns the meaning, meaning that you shouldn't go and talk too much dvorim betalim, too much foolishness or unessential things. Miyut sicha, but total concentration, without talking other things. But the Groh, the Vilna Goyen, learns a little bit different there. He says there has to be a miut sicha. Every so often, since you're still a human being, it's necessary for you sometimes to stop and to say a word. Now, for the Groh, for someone of that who is speaking, perhaps miut sicha, good morning, and it speak for a moment your mind, could be enough of a day. But for others, they have to read the newspaper. They have to know what's going on in the world. Other people have to go a step further. Why? Because that's their makeup. So the idea is that a person has to seriously weigh his circle. There's a circle going around the center point, and he has chosen a circle which he is comfortable with, which is conducive for him to live his proper lifestyle. But make this circle and stick around that circle. V'chol drochecha yikonu, should stay on that circle. Just because you made a little circle doesn't mean you should go off a little bit more. Say you want to read a magazine, right? You have to rest. Fine, but that doesn't mean you should get involved in reading novels all the time. The idea is you have to hear music, right? Fine, so you listen to classical music a while, but doesn't mean you should become totally engrossed in that. And since you're deviating, we'll say, I'm just giving mishalim, it doesn't mean that you're deviating from the central focus point, so you could go who knows where. No, you make the circle that you have to go. And v'chol drachecha, all your ways, yikonu, should adhere and stick straight to that circle. Then if you become better, you become greater, you become stronger, you have a smaller circle. When a person becomes older, he has more time to give to more serious matters. He has less interest in a lot of things which otherwise would consume him. For example, even if you'll take a sports fan, a football fan, you take a kid, a teenager, and so on, he lives, when he reads that newspaper, he couldn't exist without that newspaper. He has to read through every aspect of it. You know, you get a little older, you could still like the Giants or the Redskins or whatever, and you read it, but you don't really have that absorbing concentration to totally get involved in it. Your cycle of need, in a sense, has become a little closer to the essential circle. And it involves a lot of things. So a person should know where he's going, even if he's going in a circle. Galtate yamin or small, turn neither right nor left. Hoser raglecha mero. The main idea in your mind should be to keep your feet away from evil. Hoser raglecha mero. You should be in the right way, whatever way you're going in this scale. All right, now he starts again in chapter 5. If you notice, we pointed out last time that almost every 10 sentences he gives in according to Bni, my son, you know, like trying to get back his attention. They give different meanings to sometimes Bni, but there is such a pattern every so often, it's Bni, my son, that he shouldn't lose his attention, perhaps. Like in verse 1, we pointed out in last chapter, and in verse 10, and in verse 20. 1, 10, and 20 in chapter 4, it comes to Bini, my son. Then when you finish chapter 4, now the first pasuk in chapter 5, again, 8 sentences later, is Bnei my son. It's almost like a refrain, a chorus, that he wants to make sure, the same message again and again, you want to make sure your son's listening, so you say, Bnei my son, every time psukim, my son. But, yeah. Now, some want to say that, so I just want to draw your attention again, in chapter 4, there are a number of passages, like we pointed out in the previous chapter, which are used and which we're familiar with. For example, just to review them again, Ki lekach tev nosati lochem teirosi al tazevu. That's in this chapter, has its source in this chapter. And then there's a pasuk, Kenei chochma kenei bino. We only quote the first part of that pasuk. It's usually quoted in verse 5. You have another pasuk, Ki chaim heim lemotzeheim, which we noted in 22. And the idea also of pales magel dochecha, or Hoser Mimcha Akshus Peh, 24. You have that in Ksubas, you have it in a number of Gemaras. And that you have to concern yourself that other people shouldn't talk. And some people care. What do I care if they don't talk? No, you have to concern yourself that other people, because if people talk, it causes a Chil Hashem also. And then also verse 26, Pales Magel Aglecha.